The ode to Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim, who's, by the way, previous host of the show, if you want to listen to those episodes that she did. It's all available, civicmedia.us. Yeah, all the socials, all the everything. Shout out to our dear state senator, who's a friend of yours as well.
Absolutely. Love that. Love that lady.
She's a wonderful, wonderful gal. That guy is Todd Michaels, who's also a wonderful, wonderful guy. Paranormal True Crime Podcaster. We're talking about, you know, because it's Halloween time and this is our Halloween episode. One more segment. So what have you, what are you working on that that people can, you know, find, and what are you doing?
Doing podcasting, that's the big thing. Haven't actually had a lot of time to do a lot of investigating, but I plan on doing some here in the next 6 months or so. Podcasting, realghoststoriesonline.com. That is a podcast that's been around several years and is probably one of the largest archived true ghost stories from actual people. They call in with their own stories. They write in with their own stories. We share them. We give our interpretation of them, our perception of them. And this has been going on for a number of years. And I am a rotating co-sponsor on that show and have been involved with that for a handful of years myself. But a gentleman by the name of Tony Bruschi, who I've known for a long time, started that long, long time ago. And if you like to hear, if you like to turn down, to light some candles, turn down the lights and put a flashlight in front of your face and tell ghost stories, that's kind of what it is.
It's
also interesting to hear so many different stories of the same thing. You always hear about the lady in white or the man in the top hat or the tall shadow figure, which also lends it to like people experiencing some of the same things, but in different areas of the country, et cetera. So I'm part of that. And the other thing I do and is my primary thing is podcasting true crime. And we do a live program every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Central called Hidden Killers Live. And we dig into some of the current true crime stories out there. Everything from Brian Koberger out in Idaho to Ellen Greenberg in Philadelphia. I mean, you talk about scary people. Ghosts are scary. But some of the things that these killers do and how they get around, we just did a series on Gacy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
There's a new documentary out about that. So that's Hidden Killers, True Crime Today. You can find that both of those wherever you get your podcasts.
That's awesome. I mean, it's not awesome with the whole, like, how people are awful.
Yeah, well, you know what's really funny, Mark, and I've said this, that real humans are scarier. When I first took this job, I had not done a lot in true crime. It wasn't a forte of mine. So I kind of ramped up and I learned a lot and I read a lot and I listened to a lot of stuff. And I didn't sleep for like the first 4 weeks of this job because it is so freaky how these people operate and how they manipulate and how these narcissists get away with, you know, one of the stories we were following was Donna Adelson down in Florida, had her son-in-law murdered, paid people to murder him. And then, you know, was surprised that she got caught. And it's like, what? You can't just do that. You can't just hire somebody to go have your son-in-law murdered because you want your grandkids to stick around. But this is what the woman did.
Oh, that's why she did it.
Yeah. That's why she did it. Yeah, because he was going to move to another part of the state or wasn't another part of the state.
Oh, no, you're not.
You're not going to take my sunshines away. We'll have you knocked off.
You could have been like, Donna, you could move too. Oh, I didn't think of that.
What's that? Yeah, what are you talking about?
Shoot.
Yeah.
Did that all wrong.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be tough for me, you know, hearing about what, like, that's just horrible stuff that people do.
Yeah.
What, with your stories about real ghost stories online.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there, you briefly touched on it. Is there like common themes of what people experience from like, you know, a breeze that they can't explain to then seeing a shadow? Like what, is there something that's a common story?
Again, you do hear the lady in white a lot, right?
What is
coming
that?
Down the staircase and stuff. My personal opinion is it's not really a lady in white. I think we're seeing something probably trying to manifest and we're seeing that mist that comes along with that.
Okay.
Our minds, our brains try to make sense of what we see.
Yeah.
And so if we don't understand it, our brain says, well, it's gotta be this.
Yep.
Or it's gotta be that. And that's some of the reason why a lot of us don't have open minds, because we think that we see something or we hear something or we experience something and it's got to be this, because that's what we've learned. The one thing that I think is really incredible is the number of healthcare providers, whether it be nurses or hospice care providers, who experience so many of the same things in their jobs. Yeah, over time. That continues to surprise me.
What are they?
Hospitals where there's patients that there's no actual patient there. Obviously hospice nurses who have seen people basically leave their body and things of that nature. But those locations, you know, make sense that they have some sort of paranormal activity around them when people are coming and going so much.
So as we're wrapping up here, if you have advice for someone of like, you know, someone asked me, what's advice? I would say, if you see something or you hear something, don't try to brush it away and just kind of like, okay, what was that? You know, what advice would you give?
Absolutely. Investigate a little bit, right? Like I said, not everything's a ghost. Sometimes a bump in the wall of your house is because the pipes have air in them. You know, it could be that. But don't, if you feel like it could be something, it could be something, right? People say, well, I think my mom visited me. You know what? There's a good chance she probably did.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Todd Michaels, you can get his podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. Real Ghost Stories Online, Hidden Killers Live, True Crime Today. He's that kind of guy. I so appreciate you hanging out. Happy Halloween, sir, to you and your family.
Good to see you. Enjoy that orange vanilla Coke.
Dude, I'm going to. Yes.
Brought to you by Orange Vanilla Coke.
I want to drink your Coca-Cola.
Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Awesome. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it, everybody. Have a happy Halloween. Stay safe, and we will see you next week. Keeps on pushing me around.